Would like to read from 1 Kings.
Chapter 19.
Chapter
19.
Would like to start from verse
8. Verse 8.
Praise the Lord. This is speaking about Elijah, the Tishbite.
Apa parukutaura neza Elia mutishib.
Amen.
Amen.
With the message with teeth.
Aive maridzo ine mazino.
So you there's nothing wrong in calling him the teeth bite.
Saka pana chakaipa kuti Elia wemazino anoruma.
And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God.
Akasimuka akadya akanwa akafamba akasimbiswa nezvokudya izvo mazuva makumi mana neusiku una makumi mana kusvikira paHoreb pagomo raMwari.
I believe you know the story of Elijah here. He had spoken to Ahab and called for a contest.
Akanga ataura na mambo Ahab akadana kuti ngatiite mangange.
And they went up on the mountain, Mount Carmel.
Vakakwira pa gomo reKameri.
And you know the story. The God that answers by fire is the God.
Vakati Mwari anopindura nemoto ndiye Mwari wechokwadi.
And the prophets of Baal were there the whole day, jumping and doing everything on the altar. No fire came down.
Vaprofita vaBaal vakatanga kupinda paaritari zuva rese, vachisvetuka nekuzvicheka, hapana kana Mwari akaburuka.
But evening time, Elijah said, "Get out of here." He restored the altar and then he put water around the altar. And call the God, the Almighty God.
Asipanguwa ya madekwani Elia akatichibva ipano yangu va yangu akagadzirisa aritari akadira mvura akachidana kuna Mwari wamasimba ose.
And he beheaded all the prophets.
Akavadembura vese vamaprofita musoro.
And Ahab was cross. Jezebel was cross.
Jezebel akagumbuka zvikuru.
And was hunting around for the prophet.
Akatanga kuvhima muprofita Elia.
And Elijah was running away from a woman.
Elia akatanga kutiza mudzimai.
Amen. And went up for this juniper experience.
Akaenda pachiitiko chemujunipa.
Where the angel brought in the cake and he ate, and then 40 days and 40 nights he was on this journey going to Horeb.
Ngerozi kauya nechingwa akadya akaenda parwendo rweusiku 40 nemazuva 40 kuHoreb.
This was not a short journey as you might suppose, because it's just in one verse.
Rwanga rusiri rwendo rupfupi sekufunga kwamungaite nekuti zvakangonyorwa chete muvhesi rimwe chete.
Mount Carmel is a range of mountains that goes into the Mediterranean Sea near Haifa.
Gomo reKamero rundazwa rwemakomo runonoperera munyanza.
Haifa, near the city of Haifa.
Pezgo ne guta re Haifa.
But Horeb, as you know, is Mount Sinai.
Asi Horeb tinozati ndo gomo re Sinai.
It is way down in the desert, way down.
Iri pasi kugwenga.
So he had to travel from Mount Carmel and he was going down to Mount Sinai.
Akatofamba kubva kugomo re Carmel achifamba kudzika gomo re Sinai.
Now you have got to understand why he had to go to Sinai.
Unofanira kunzwisisa kuti sei akaenda kugomo reSinai.
He is a prophet in need of divine intervention.
Pane muprofita ari kuda kuti Mwari vamubatsire.
Even you too.
Kunyange
if
something
happens to you.
Kana chimwe chinhu chaitika kwauri.
You hunt around for a divine intervention.
Uri kunenge uchitsvaga kuti Mwari pindirai.
Amen.
Amen.
So as far as Elijah was concerned.
Saka pakufunga kwaEria.
He knew of a place where God could be found.
Akaziva nzvimbo yekuti Mwari vanogona kuwanikwa.
That was Sinai.
Yaiva Sinai.
That's the Horeb we are talking about You can either call it Sinai or Horeb.
Ndo Horeb yatikutaura nezvayo. Unogona kuriti gomo irori Sinai kana kuriti Horeb.
Because he knew what happened on Horeb.
Nekuti aiziva zvakamboitika pa Horeb.
Almighty God descended on Horeb.
Mwari wamasimba ose vakaburuka pa Horeb.
The whole mountain was on fire.
Gomo rese rikava nemoto.
There was thunders and there was lightning on the fire.
Pakava nemutinhimira nemheni.
And that's where the Ten Commandments came.
Ndopakauya mitemo ine gumi.
And Moses, when he was coming down from the mountain,
Moses akuburuka kubva mugomo.
They could not behold his face.
Vakatadza kutarisa chiso chake.
It was shining because of the presence of the Lord.
Chakanga chichipenya nekuda kwehupo hwaJehovha.
So he knew if I go down to Sinai,
akazviziva kuti ndikadzika Sinai,
I will be safe.
Ndinenge ndakachengetedzeka.
Because I will be in the presence of that God.
Nekuti ndine ndiri muhupo hwaMwari iyeye.
Amen.
Amen.
Does that make sense to you?
Zvinonzwisisika here kwamuri?
It's like one verse only.
Zvinogona kungoita verse rimwe chete.
Which you can jump and forget about it.
Raunokwanisa kungosvetuka wongosiyana naro.
But if you look into what had happened and why was Elijah going?
Asi ukanzwisisa zvakambenge zvaitika uye chikonzero Eliya aendako.
Amen. Then you can always understand.
Zvinobva zvakubatsira kunzwisisa.
Because if you find God in one place,
ukaona Mwari pane imwe nzvimbo,
if you go back again, then you're bound to find him again.
Ukadzokera panzvimbo iyoyo unonosangana naye Mwari iyeye.
If God does something to somebody,
kana Mwari vakaitira mumwe munhu chimwe chimwe,
if you meet the same conditions,
ukaita zvirango zvimwe chete,
God is bound,
Mwari vakatosungirwa,
to do the same to you also,
kutsokorora zvimwe chete kwauri iwewe,
because he is the unchangeable God,
nekuti ndi Mwari vasingashanduke.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Amen.
Amen.
So we know him as a God of Sinai,
tinomuziva saMwari wepa Sinai,
the God of Horeb,
Mwari wepa Horeb.
Amen. So Elijah had to go down,
saka Eliya aifanira kutoburukirako,
to be in the place where Moses met God,
kuve panzvimbo yakasangana Moses naMwari.
And he came thither into a cave. Look, it's just two verses, but it's a long journey.
Angori mavhesi maviri asi rwendo rwakareba chaizvo.
I'll go back to verse 8.
Ndichadzokera kundima 8.
I'll let you sit down somewhere in between.
Ndichazokuudzai kuti mugare pasi tiri pakati.
From the juniper tree, and he arose and did eat and drink, and went into in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God.
Kubva pamuti wemujunipa akasimuka akadya akanwa akafamba asimbiswa nezvekudya izvozvo mazuva makumi mana neusiku huna makumi mana kusvikira paHoreb pagomo raMwari.
And he came thither into a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah?
Akapindapo mubako akagarapo. Zvino shoko raJehovha rikasvika kwaari, iye akati kwaari, unobateiko pano Eriya?
And he said, I have been very jealousy of for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy commandments, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with a sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
Iye akati, ndakanga ndichishingairira Jehovha Mwari wehombo ndokwazvo, nekuti vana vaIsraeri vakarasha sungano yenyu, vakaputsa atari dzenyu nekuuraya vaprofita venyu nemunondo. Ini ndoga ndasara hangu. Zvino votsvaka kundiuraya.
You must have a reason for whatever you are doing, right?
Unofanange une chikonzero pane zvese zvauri kuita.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rend the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake.
Iye akati, enda unomira pagomo pamberi paJehovha. Zvino Jehovha akapfuurapo mhepo huru ine simba ikapamura makomo ikaputsa mabwe pamberi paJehovha, asi Jehovha wakanga asiri mumhepo. Mhepo yakati yapfuura kudengenyika kwenyika kukavapo, asi Jehovha wakanga asiri mukudengenyika kwenyika.
And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire.
Kudengenyika.
And after the fire, a still small voice.
Kudengenyika kwenyika kwakati kwapfuura, moto ukatevera, asi Jehovha wakanga asiri mumoto. Moto wakati wapfuura, kwakanzwika kazwi kanyoronyoro kakavepo.
And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah?
Zvino Eria wakati achinzwa, akafukidzwa chiso chake nenguo yake, akabuda, akandomira pamuromo webako. Ipapo inzwi rikasvika kwaari, rikati, unobatei pano Eria?
And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord, God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken their commandment, thrown down their altars and slain their prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
Iye akati, ndakanga ndichishingaira Jehovha Mwari wemhondo kwazvo, nokuti vana veIsraeri varasha sungano yenyu, vakaputsa atari dzenyu, vakauraya vaprofita venyu nomunondo, ini ndoga, ndasara hangu, zvinovotsvaga kundiuraya.
And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria.
Zvino Jehovha akati kwaari, dzoka nenzira yako yokurenje reDamasco. Kana wasvikapo uzodze Hazaeri ave mambo weSyria.
And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel Mahola, shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room.
Na Jehu, mwanakomana waNimshi, umuzodze ave mambo weIsraeri. Na Erisha, mwanakomana waShaphat weAbel Mahola, umuzodze ave mprofita panzimbo yako.
And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay.
Nokuti unopunyuka pamunondo wa Hazael uchaurayiwa na Jehu, unopunyuka pamunondo wa Jehu uchaurayiwa na Elisha.
Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees shall have not bowed unto which have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him.
Kunyange zvakadaro, ndakasiya pakati paIsraeri zviri zvinomwe zvavanhu vasingafugamiri Bhaari namabvi avo, vasina kumusetsa miro nemiromo yavo.
And he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by and cast his mantle upon him.
Naizozo akabvapo akandowana Erisha mwanakomana waShaphati, wakanga achirima nenzombe dzakasungwa pamajoko ane gumi namaviri, iye ari pajoko regumi namaviri. Eria akapfuura nokwaari akakanda nguo yake pamusoro pake.
And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, what have I done to thee?
Iye akasiya nzombe akamhanya achitevera Eria akati, Nditenderei henyu kuti ndimbosveta babana vangu namai vangu, ndigokuteverai. Iye akati kwaari, Chidzoka hako, nokuti ndakuiteiko.
And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled the flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him.
Akadzoka pakumutevera akatora nzombe dzijoko iro akadzibaya akagocha nyama yacho achiita nhumbi dzadzo huni ndokupa vanhu ivo vakadya. Zvino wakasumuka akatevera Eria akamushumira.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Ishava wedzire kuverengwa kweshoko rawo mari pafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko rawo mugare zvenyu pasi.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
What is scripture?
Igwaro rakadini ikoyi?
To see God telling Elijah what to do.
Tichiona Mwari vachiudza Eria zvekuita.
We are still talking about as I was with Moses. Seeing the progression of the ministry from Moses to Joshua. Amen. And all the time we know that ministries move from one to another. Amen. And in this portion of scripture we read,
pachikamu chegwaro chataverenga ichi.
We see God is busy with Elijah.
Tikona Mwari vano basa rekutaura na Elia.
We have just noticed how he went over to Sinai.
Tacherechedza kuti akaenda sei ku Sinai.
Amen. And he is running away from Jezebel.
Ari kutiza Jezebel.
But at the same time, he's moving into a position for commissioning.
Asipangwa imwe chete ari kupinda munzvimbo yekuti achitumwa basa.
Amen.
Amen.
So, if you are a believer,
kana uri mutendi,
whatever is happening to you is not a mistake.
Chero chii chiri kuitika kwauri haisi mistake.
What God pushes you into is never a mistake.
Zvese zvawatenderwa naMwari kuti upfure nemazviri hakusi kukanganisa ba.
So, whatever happens to you, you must never cry.
Chero chaitika kwauri haikona kuchema kana kuzvidemba.
You must say, Lord, you have permitted it.
Unofana kuti ishema nditende mazvitendera.
This must happen to me.
Kuti izvi zviitike kwandiri.
You have got a purpose.
Mune chinangwa nazvo.
He is not obligated to explain anything to you.
Mwari havana kusungirwa kuti vakutsanangurire kuti chii chiri kuitika.
But you must accept what God is doing.
Asi iwe ingogamuchira zviri kuitwa naMwari.
So when Elijah went down to Sinai,
Eria paakadzika kuenda Sinai.
It was just a thought that came to him.
Yakangova pfungwa yakauya kwaari.
I'm in a fix.
Ndasvika pakamanikana.
I need intervention.
Ndoda kuti Mwari vapindire.
I can't go to Jerusalem.
Handigone kuenda Jerusarema.
I can't go to any of the big cities in Israel.
Handigone kuenda kuna maguta makuru emuIsraeri.
There is no help there for me.
Handigone kuona rubatsiro.
But he went down to Sinai.
Asi akadzika kuenda kuSinai.
Because there was a great supernatural happening that took place there.
Nekuti kune chiitiko chepamweya chikuru chakamboitikako.
The thing that molded the Old Testament.
Zvakaumba Testament yekare.
It all happened on Sinai.
Zvakaitika pagomo reSinai.
That's where the Ten Commandments came.
Ndopakabva mitemo ine gumi.
Sinai.
Gomo reSinai.
So he had to go back there.
Aifana kudzokerako.
Thus, in his mind, I'm finding help.
Mupfungwa dzake ari kuti ndatowana rubatsiro rwangu.
But every step he is making.
Asi danho rega rega raifamba.
Going down to Sinai.
Achiburukira Sinai.
He was going to a commissioning.
Anga ari kuenda kutonopuwa basa.
And he got there in the cave.
Akapindamo mubako.
And God is asking him, what are you doing here?
Mwari vakumbvunza uri kubateiko pano.
Amen. And explains his reason.
Why?
He says, everybody else has forsaken you. It's only me that is left. Do you have that kind of a feeling sometimes? That all these brothers are backslidden. I'm the only one that is.
Message vadzoka kumashure. Ndinenge ndirindega ndichirungomira ini.
Do you sometimes have that feeling?
Hausati wambonzwa here manzwire iwayo.
It happens, right?
Amen.
Amen. But was he the only one?
Asi ndiyege ranga asara.
No.
Kwete.
Amen.
Amen.
But he was told, I've got plenty more.
Asaka tozi kuti ndine vamwe vakatowanda.
Who have never knelt before Jezebel.
Vasati vambopfugamira Bhari.
Before Baal.
Bari.
I still have plenty of them.
Ndine vakatowanda.
But a lot of times,
asi kazhinji,
you feel I'm the only one left.
Unotonzwa kuti ndini ndega ndirikumira ini.
Amen. You must have that thought. Unofana
kumbonzwa manzwiro iwayo.
Amen. Keep it.
Zvichengetedze.
You mustn't say no, there are plenty more. You must say I'm the only one left.
Haikona kuti vakawanda vari kumira seni, ita ndini ndoga.
Why?
Say.
If there are only 8 that's going in the rapture.
Kana pane vasere bedzi vari kuenda mukubvutwa.
Amen. Don't start counting. How many deacons do we have?
I cannot tanga kuverenga madikoni.
How many trustees do we have?
Tine ma trustee mangani.
How many pastors do we have in the message?
Tine mafundisi mangani mu message?
Ah, there are over 8 already.
Ah, vatodarika 8.
Stop being that.
Aiwa, I cannot kudaro.
You say I'm number 1.
Kuti ndine wokutanga.
Everybody else.
Vamwe 7 vanotera.
They come after me, but I'm the first one.
Ndine wokutanga vamwe 7 vachauyawo mashure.
That's what you must do.
Ndozva unofanira kuita iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are zealous for God,
kana une shungu dzaMwari,
you put yourself on number 1.
Unozvisa pakutanga.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell everybody else I'm going.
Taura vanhu vese ndiri kuenda.
You know the song that says, if mama doesn't go, if father doesn't go, brother doesn't go, but I'm going in.
Kana amai nababa vakaramba, ini ndichanamata.
Amen.
Amen.
But this is what is happening.
Ndozvirikuitika izvi.
The wind that came by the cave There was no God there. He noticed there's no God there. Is that right? The earthquake and the fire, there was no God. But he waited. And there was a still small voice. I like that. Because everybody who is anointed by the spirit of Elijah does not move with the crowd. Is not affected by what everybody else is doing. He's not saying, I'm doing this because all the brothers are doing it or all the sisters are doing it. Because brother, the wind that came that day, it was breaking trees and twigs and everything. If it was you, you're saying, praise the Lord, I'm here, Lord. But Elijah stood and says, no. There's no God there. He was right on the mouth of the cave, and these things were happening before him. And the wind ceased. And there was a big earthquake. Amen.
Amen.
But he says, God is not there. I heard of somebody that started confessing his sins when the earthquake took place in this country. He started saying, I must go, but... But God was not in the earthquake. Amen. And when the earthquake ceased, there was a great fire. Brother, it takes real discernment to know where God is and where God is not. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what was happening with Elijah. Amen.
Amen.
Then when the fire came and then he noticed there's no God here, then a still small voice came. Amen. There's something, brother, sister, I want you to notice about the commission that was given to Elijah. Amen.
Amen.
So the first thing, after the earthquake and everything else, amen, then God is sending him. He says, you go to the wilderness of Damascus. That's verse 15. And you anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Is
that
right? That time he was not the king. There was a king already in Syria. But God is showing him who is going to be king after. In Damascus. Is that right? Is that a progression from one king to the other one? Amen. So Elijah had the mystery. Everybody else was supposing. But Elijah had the mystery. It was revealed to him. So God told him, this is what you're going to do. About the king of Syria, the next king of Syria. Nobody knows that. But I've given you the mystery. Keep it. But you go down to Damascus. You look for Hazael. Anoint him king. Is that right? Praise God.
Amen.
So God knows it already. And verse 16. Amen. He's told that in Israel, amen, you go look for Jehu, the son of Nimshi. Amen. Anoint him king over
Israel.
He was not king yet. Is that right? He was a great general. But God, when he was looking at him, though evil in heart, but he says, that's the one. Does God know everything? Yes. So He is the one that had to be anointed. And he says after that, Elisha, the son of Shaphat,
manakomana wa Shaphat,
of Abel Mahola.
Wa Eber Mahola.
Amen. Shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room?
Umuzodze ave mprofita panzvimbo yako.
These two scriptures
magwaro
maviri are talking about the next one after the one who was present.
Arikutaura musoro memprofita achatevera uyo aripo.
The king who was coming
mambo aizouya
in Damascus, the king that was coming in
Israel,
and the prophet that was coming in his room.
Nemprofita aiuya pachinzvimbo chake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is all hidden to the prophet.
Zvakavanzwa kumuprofita.
Everybody else doesn't know.
Vamwe vese havazive.
But the mystery was given to the prophet.
Asi chakavanzika chakapuwa kumuprofita.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
Amen.
Amen.
So God knows what is next.
Saka Mwari vanoziva zvichatevera.
Amen. You might guess, but God knows.
Iwono gona kuita zvekufungidzira asi Mwari vanotoziva.
Amen.
Amen.
And now the way this scripture is written,
manyorerwa akaitwa gwaro iri,
in the human mind,
mumafungiro evanhu,
it would appear like it must go according to chronology.
Zvinobva zvaita kunge zvinofanira kuti zviitike nemapirwo azvaitwa kuna Eria.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Damascus first in Syria,
atangaenda kuDamascus kuSyria,
then Israel,
ozoenda kuIsrael,
then Elisha,
ozoenda kunozodza Erisha.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
In our human mind,
mumaonero edu
sevanhu, it appears this is how it has got to be,
kuti zvinofanira kunyatso kutevedzana saizvi,
in chronology,
kunyatso kutevedzana.
But look at the wisdom of God.
Asi taisai uchenjeri hwaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Before Syria, before Israel,
asati amboenda Syria, asati amboenda
kuIsrael, he goes to Abel Mahola.
Anotanga kuenda kuAbel Mahola.
Amen.
Amen.
And he sees Elisha,
ona Erisha,
with 12 yoke of oxen.
Ane mombe 12 pamajoko.
He is busy going on plowing.
Arikubishishi kurima.
Amen. Elisha never had a discussion.
Erisha hana mbokurukurana.
I mean, Elijah did not talk to him.
Erisha hana kuita zvokumukumbira.
Elisha, you see, you're a good guy.
Munhu akanaka.
You look like a minister.
Wakafanira kuita mushumire.
Not only that, but you can be a prophet.
Asi wakafanira kuita muprofita zvakare.
Do you want?
Unoda here?
No discussion.
Hapana kuitwa nhaurirano.
Amen.
Amen.
He simply went past.
Akangopfuura nepaari.
This man who is busy plowing.
Murume uyu ari kurima.
Amen. He pulled away his jacket.
Ndobva abvisa hanzu yake.
And he hit him and he went through.
Ndobva amurova, ndobva aenda.
Amen.
Amen.
There was something in the mantle of Elijah.
Paive nechaivo muhanzu yaEria.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hey brother, we must preach one day about the mantle of Elijah. No discussion.
Hapana hurukuro.
But he hit this man with the mantle.
Asi akangorova murume uyu nebhashi rake.
And he went his way.
Ndobvaenda.
So the hitting.
Saka kurova kwaakaitwa.
It you know, Elisha knew there's something here.
Erisha akaziva kuti pane nyaya iri papa.
It's not just beating, what have I done?
Hakusi kungorova ko ndaitei ndoroverweiwo.
But he went ahead.
He said,
please wait for me. I just want to say bye-bye to my parents. And Elijah said, what have I done? I'm just passing. Whatever you do, it's up to you. Amen. I'm just doing my job. I'm going. Amen.
Amen.
So Elisha now,
Erisha zvino,
he kills the cattle.
Akauraya nzombe.
He boils them.
Akadzibika.
The yoke and everything else.
Nemajoko nezvese.
He used that for fire.
Akatoshandisa majoko sehuni.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And then he said, come, let's have a big dinner.
Akadaidza vanhu vese akati ngative nemabiko makuru.
Amen. They ate and that was a bye-bye.
Vakadya kwakakutori kuonekedzana.
To the work of the Lord.
Kuti ndakuenda kubasa raMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, it was now Elisha.
Zvanga zvakuna Erisha zvino.
That went to Damascus.
Kuti achienda Damasiko.
Is the other way around now.
Zvakuitika nemaonero atatisingafungire.
It was Elisha that had to do the work in Damascus and also in Israel.
Anga ava Erisha anga akufanira kupedzisa basa rekuDamasiko neIsrael.
Is that right?
Amen.
Praise God. But This chapter we read
as chapter yataverengai
is telling us also about a progression.
Irikutiratidzo zvakare kufambira mberi.
And God knows what has to happen after.
Zvinofanira kuitika pamberi.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, I want you to know.
Hama hanzvadzi ndinoda kuti muzive.
We are part of the vision.
Tiri chikamu chechiratidzo.
That God had.
Taive naMwari.
About the ministry of the end time.
Pamusoro peshumiro yemazuva ekuguma.
When God was looking at the picture of the end time.
Mwari pavaitarisa mufananidzo wemamiriro yemazuva ekuguma.
Amen. I want you to know that you were in the picture.
Ndoda kuti uzive kuti wakanga uchionekwa urimo muhurongwa uyu.
Amen. And the prophet says,
Mprofita vanoti,
there are certain things that have got to happen.
Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinofanira kuitika.
To prove that we are in the end time.
Kuratidza kuti tiri mazuva ekuguma.
He says, number one,
hanzu chekutanga,
the filling up of the cup of the Amorite.
Kuzadziswa kwemukombe wevaAmori.
When we look around the world today,
ukatarisa nyika yose nhasi,
even the heathen is saying, this is the end of the world.
Kunyange maheden ari kuti tasvika kumagumo enyika.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And the prophet says, the next thing
chinotevera
is the sodomite condition.
Chinhano chehungochani.
Amen.
Amen.
And he came so clear.
Vakanyatsokuisa pachena.
He says, the Laodicean age,
hanzi chizvarwa cheLaodikia,
is a Pentecostal age.
Chizvarwa chePentecost.
It is also a sodomite age.
Chizvarwawo zvakare chehungochani.
You must not miss that. It's one thing he's talking about. And that is the age we are living in. This age is
a
Laodicean age. This age is a Pentecostal age. And this age is a Sodomite age. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Luke 17 tells us, as it was in the days of Sodom.
Luke 17 notes that says, angaziri mazuva eSodom.
So shall it be in the days when the Son of Man shall be revealed. That's the third day, which is a sign of the end time. The manifestation of the Son of Man coming on the earth. Amen.
Amen.
These things we're talking about are current. The prophet has come and he has gone. Is that right? But that ministry is still around.
Amen.
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 I want you to notice something. When you look into Sodom, Jesus Christ is painting a picture for you.
Jesu Kristu vari kuratidza mumufananidzo
of what was happening in Sodom.
Yes, anga zvichiitika muSodom.
So that you know this as this thing is happening, that's a time when the Son of Man must be revealed.
Kuti ukwanise kuziva kuti zvinhu izvi kana zvakuitikawo, ndipo panguva imwe chete mwanakomana anofanira kuratidzwa.
I believe this time everybody is able to understand how to look into a picture.
Ndotenda kuti iye zvino munhu wese anokwanisa kuziva kuti unotarisa sei pamufananidzo.
If somebody sends you a picture,
kana munhu akakutumira picture
on your cell phone,
pa phone yako,
which has got a big glass,
ine glass hombe,
the small ones, the goat does not do that.
Asi kambudzi akakwanisa kuona picture.
But the one with the glass,
asi kana iri smartphone,
big glass, okay,
smartphone,
and they send you a picture, you look at it,
picture woitarisa.
As it was in the days of Lot, you see the picture.
Because
there are many ways of talking about a picture.
Is that
right? You can see a picture visually. Amen. Or you can see a description. So when a description is given to you, you might not see a proper picture, but it's a picture that is being drawn to you. Then they'll ask you, do you see? He's just describing, then he says, do you see? You say, yes, I see. What are you talking about? What are you seeing?
Waona chiiwe pali kuti ndaona.
An image.
Waona mumfananidzo.
Of the description.
Wezvatsanangurwa.
That is being given about the picture.
Zvatsanangurwa pamusoro pepicture iyi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
If you want to get all the details.
Kana uri kuda kunyatsopuwa zvakanyatsozara zvinotsanangura zvizere zvepicture iyi.
Do you know what you do?
Unozati unoitei? Unoikudza.
Zoom.
Unokudza.
So when you zoom it, you can see the people's faces and eyes.
Ukakudza picture inenge.
Do you do that?
Unokwanisa kutiona meso evanhu, maziso avo.
You can even see other things that were not normally seen before zooming.
Unogona kutiona zvimwe zvinhu zvidiki diki zvanga zvisingaoneke usati waikudza.
But look in the corner here. Zoom it and look into the corner.
Asi ikudze picture iyi wotarisa mukona.
Then you're going to see Abraham.
Chaona Abraham
in Mamre.
Ari kugomore Mamre. Kumbani Mamre.
Is it the same geography?
Ndomfananidzo umwe chete here?
Yes.
Hongu.
Because here is Sodom.
Tine Sodom iri apa.
And there is a Dead Sea.
Pane gungwa rakafa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And this picture, if you keep looking around, then you're going to see Mamre.
Ukaramba uchitarisa mufananidzo uyu uchaona Mamre zvakare.
This is why Brother Branham said.
Ndosaka Brother Branham achiti.
That in this day.
Kuti mazuva edu.
There is a lot group.
Pane boka ra Lot.
There is a world group.
Pane boka renyika.
And there is an Abraham group.
Ne boka ra Abraham.
What is he looking at?
Saka vaitarisei.
He's looking at the picture.
Varikutarisa mufananidzo.
Lot is here. The world is here.
Nyika iri pano.
And Abraham is here.
Abraham ari apa.
And then you put yourself in the place.
Saka iwe zvipinze mufananidzo.
Check where you are.
Wona kuti unokwana papi.
What part of the picture are you standing?
Iwe unokwana papi mufananidzo.
I know where I'm standing, but I don't know about you.
Inondoziva pandimire handizive iwewe.
Amen.
Amen.
When you keep zooming, when you get to Abraham, zoom some more, you're going to see me.
Ramba uchikudza, ukaona Abraham, uchazondionawo inini. Amen.
Sons of Abraham,
vana vaAbraham,
you are in the picture.
Urimo mumufananidzo.
That was past tense.
Nekuti zvaive zvekumashure izvi.
That was a figure. It was a shadow. But today, we are seeing the reality. You don't have to go to Middle East to see Sodom. You walk on the streets, you see Sodom here. Is that true? When you finish walking on the streets and you see Sodom, come to church, then you're going to see Abraham's group.
Kana vapedza kuona Sodom mugwagwa, uya kuchurch unoona boka raAbraham.
Glory to God.
Mwari ngarubu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love God.
Tinoda Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he means a lot to us.
Nekuti vanorova vanoreva zvese kwatiri.
Elijah the prophet has come to help us read the Bible.
Eria muprofita akauya kuzotibatsira kuverenga Bible.
So that we can see ourselves on the pages.
Kuti tikwanise kuzviona mumapeji eBhaibheri.
Amen.
Amen.
You are on the pages of the Bible.
Urimo mumapeji eBhaibheri.
If you don't see yourself there,
ukasazviona mumapeji aya,
you miss it.
Watozvipotsa.
Go back.
Dzokera.
Read again.
Verenga zvakare.
Until you see yourself there.
Kusvikira wazviona mumapeji aya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is it. This is how we read the Bible.
Ndonyaya yacho ndomaverengero atinoita Bhaibheri.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, sister, we read this quote the other day. Amen. Page 422 of Spoken Word is original seed.
Page 422.
Now, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. Amen. It says, now watch close. This is going to have a spiritual background. Now, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. As we see the promised land coming in sight. Is it coming in sight for us? Is this home going time? Is God giving us grace for a change of our bodies? Amen.
Amen.
is homegoing time. Praise God, the promised land is coming in sight.
It's
nearing the time to be given. Joshua in Hebrew means savior. And represents the promised end time leader.
Mutungamiri wenguva yekupedzisira akavimbiswa.
To take the church over.
Anofana kuyambutsa kereke.
Caleb represents the true believer.
Caleb anomirira mutendi wechokwadi.
Who stayed with Joshua.
Akagara na Joshua.
And God started Israel as a virgin with the word.
Mwari vakavamba neIsraeri semhandara neshoko ravo.
But they wanted something different.
Asi vaida chimwe chinhu chakasiyana.
So did the last day church. Amen.
Amen.
Right here. We're seeing two characters. Amen. We're seeing Joshua and Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb.
Of the 2 million people that left Egypt.
2 million vakabuda muEgypt.
These were the only ones alive.
Joshua and Caleb drove up penyu.
The rest died in the wilderness. Is that right? And the prophet is saying, Joshua is a type of the end time leader. Is that right? And Caleb is a type of the church,
Caleb,
the believer that stood with Joshua.
Akamira na Joshua.
Amen.
Amen.
And Joshua comes into view
Joshua anotanga kuonekwa
at the time of the entering in. That is the time we find him taking preeminence. Before that, he was shadowed over Moses, by Moses. We're not hearing much about him. Is that right? He was not prominent. But Joshua comes into prominence after Moses died.
Amen.
Amen. And he is the one that is given the authority to stand up and take the church across. Across the Jordan River into the promised land. Hallelujah. To make sure that the promises which were prophesied by Moses about the land which the different patriarchs were going to stand in. Moses never took them across.
Moses haana kuvayambutsa.
Although he prophesied about the land.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
Moses himself never crossed over.
As Moses pachaka haana kuyambukira.
He gave it to Joshua.
Akapa kuna Joshua.
Is that right?
Disere.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is where we are too.
Ndo patashikawo nesuo.
We had a prophet in our day.
Takava nemuprofita muzuva redu.
Is that right?
Disere.
And our prophet was laid by God.
Muprofita wedu akatungamirwa naMwari.
Is that? He was laid by God. He's no longer with us. But the God of the prophet is still here. That is the part which is important to us. Amen.
Amen.
That the God who was with William Branham is still alive. Is that right? We're not praying for God to resurrect William
Branham.
He will rise up with everybody else. At the time of the change of the body, he is coming up with everybody else at the right time when our bodies are changed also. We join up with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Exodus is still on.
Exodus,
we have not finished yet. We are still going ahead. How do we know that you have come to the end of the Exodus when you have a body change? Is that true? The first Exodus, it was Egypt to Canaan. Amen.
Amen.
From one land to another land. There was an Exodus. And when the Exodus was finished, remember, when they got into the wilderness, God gave them manna. Every day. Manna every day.
mana zuva nezuva,
to take them all the way in the journey,
kuti zvikwanise kuvachengeta parwendo rwose,
until they got into the promised land,
kusvika vapinda munyika yechipikirwa.
And the Bible tells us in Joshua,
Bible rinotiudza muna
Joshua, when they got into the promised land,
pavakangopinda munyika yechipikirwa,
they ate the old corn of the land.
Vakadya gorosi rekare renyika.
And the, when they ate the old corn of the land,
vakatanga kudya gorosi
renyika. Listen, manna ceased from falling.
Manna yakabva yamira kudona.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Because they arrived.
Nekuti vakanga vasvika.
They have arrived.
Vakanga vasvika.
And they had to celebrate the Passover.
Uye vaifana kuita mutambo wepaseka.
Amen. Because they passed over from death to life.
Nekuti vakabva murufu kuya kuhupenyu.
Are you seeing?
Murikuona.
That was the first Exodus.
Ndo Exodus yekutanga.
Second Exodus.
Exodus yechipiri.
It was religious.
Yanga iri zvikunamata.
Not geography.
Kwete kubva panyika kuenda pane imwe nyika.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
From Judaism.
Kubva muchijudha.
To Christianity.
Kuenda muchikristo.
Christianity,
Chikristu,
is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Kubva batizwa nemweya mutsvene.
So from Judaism,
kubva muchinamata chechi
Judah, to the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Kuenda kubva batizwa nemweya mutsvene.
That was the second Exodus.
Ndo Exodus yechipiri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Yes.
Hongu.
Third Exodus.
Exodus yechitatu.
Where we are now.
Ndo yatiri yezvino.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
It's from the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Kubva mukubva batizwa nemweya mutsvene.
To change of the body.
Kuenda mukushandirwa kwemutumbi.
If you're not baptized of the Holy Ghost,
can I not baptize when I'm saying
you're not in the Exodus yet?
I will start to appear in my Exodus
because you're not even beginning.
Is that right?
This way, you haven't started the Exodus.
I will start to appear Exodus.
How can you talk about the change of the body when you're not baptized of the Holy Ghost?
Because
baptism of the Holy Ghost is the beginning. The message. Make sure you believe that you are predestinated to receive the Holy Ghost in this age. And that's your beginning point. So that you can have a body change. Is that right? Do you see where we are? Amen.
Amen.
What's important for us is the God of William Branham. Is not dead. He is alive. And he is around to continue the same work that he was doing. And God is looking for men and women who are surrendered enough so that God might use them to continue with the work again. He's not looking for people that want to be backbenchers and spectators. No. You must be involved. The reason why he called you, there's a purpose. And you must fulfill that purpose. Alright.
Amen.
Caleb and Joshua.
Caleb na Joshua.
Our interim leader is not a man. So all the eight messengers, they fall away right here. Amen.
Amen.
And all the kingdom builders are also falling off. Amen.
Amen.
You understand that? Amen.
Amen.
You cannot do that. How can you try to have heritage over God's people? So all the eight messengers are down. And kingdom builders are down. Is that right? But your eyes have got to be focused on the end time leader who is the Holy Ghost, who knows where you must go, and he must lead you. Is that right? This is where we are. Notice now, I mean, how God did not move Israel until his own appointed time.
Amen.
Is that He says, now listen. This is going to mean something. Joshua waited for that time.
Joshua akamirira nguva iyi.
No matter, how much people might have said.
Zvisinei kuti vanhu vakanga vati.
God gave us the land.
Vanhu vakatipanyi, Mwari atipanyika.
Let us go now and take it.
Ngatiendei tinoitora.
They might have said, Joshua,
you're
not so commissioned.
Joshua,
you're all washed up.
Hauchaziva basa rako iwe.
Why are you not doing something?
Sei usina chauri kuita.
You used to do.
So why imboita?
Amen. Now, you know, that said the Lord in a minute, in a moment.
Zvanzina Jehovah.
You used to know.
Why imboziva iwe?
And what was the will of God?
Why imboziva iwe zvanzina Jehovah uchiziva kuda kwaMwari.
This wise God sent prophet knew the promise of God.
Asi uyu muchenjeri muprofita akatumwa naMwari aiziva mimbiso yaMwari.
But also knew to wait for the promise.
Asi aizivawo kumirira vimbiso.
A clear cut decision from God for this time.
Yakanyatsojeka inobva kuna Mwari.
See these parables?
Murikuona here
mifananidzo. And when the time came,
zvinonguva payakasvika,
God gave it to Joshua.
Mwari vakazvipa kuna Joshua.
Amen. Who had stayed with him
akanga agara navo
by the word
neshoko.
Amen. For he could not trust others.
Nekuti aisagona kuimba nevanhu.
He could trust him.
Aigona kungovimba naMwari.
So will it repeat?
Saka zvichadzokororwa. Amen.
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 It's very important, brother, sister, for you to wait on your time.
Zvakakosha hama hanzvadzi kuti iwe umirire nguva yako.
The prophet says the bride will not move until it is thus said the Lord.
Profita anoti mwenga hausi kuzombozunguzika kusvika wanzwa zvanzi naJehovah.
So the word goes before you.
Shoko ndo rinoenda mberi kwako.
And you follow behind.
Iwe otevera kumashure.
And you do what the word of God is doing for you.
Iwe woita zviri kuratidzwa neshoko raMwari kwauri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
When they crossed the river Jordan.
Pavakayambika rwizi Jordan.
Do you know what happened?
Munozva zvakaitika.
The priest. They had the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. They did not wait until everybody else passes. Because if they did that, people were going to swim and drown. But word first. And Joshua said,
Joshua,
because you have never been on this way before. But the one that knows the way, allow him to lead. So the priests, with the Ark of the Covenant, they started walking towards the River Jordan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment their feet were in the water, the waters parted. There was a wall this side. And all the water went away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And nobody had to swim. Because the ark stopped the waters. There was a wall this side. And there was no water this side. And they had to continue walking. They had to continue walking.
Vakatoramba vachifamba.
And they got to the middle of the river.
Vakasvika pakati perwizi.
Amen. The waters in front and the waters at the back felt the presence of the Almighty God. No movement.
Hapana chakafamba.
Because God is standing.
Nekuti Mwari vakamira.
Allow him first.
Mutenderei tanga.
Don't go ahead of the word.
Haikona kuenda mberi kweshoko.
And then you try to look for quotes. Try to look for scripture to support what you are doing. He must go before you. Is that right? This is the problem we have. Amen. Amen. They go into polygamy. They go, not we. They go into polygamy. By their own mischief. And they don't want to repent of the mischief. And they look for David.
David.
They look for Solomon. And they look for other quotes. to support their mischief. You can't take them out of there. Because it's not by conviction. They are in it already. So you can't pull them out. This is what happens with most of these doctrines. When he makes him king over everybody else, it's not a mistake. He's been thinking about it. He wants to be chief over God's heritage. Is that right? And you try to look for a quote in the scripture so that you can stand on there. It doesn't work. Let the word go forth first. When the word goes in front, then you walk behind. You are safe. Is that right? That's what we want to do. And may God grant us grace. I want to read on the message token of Bakersfield. Amen. 104.
Look,
the same life that the token did. And the same thing that the token did in Egypt. Amen. It spared everything that was under. Everything without it perished. Joshua is a type of Jesus.
Joshua mufananidzo wa Jesu.
Which Joshua means Jehovah Savior.
Joshua zvinoreva Jehovah Muponesi.
So does Jesus mean Jehovah Savior?
Na Jesu zvinoreva Jehovah Muponesi.
Joshua was true to the token sign.
Joshua aka mira nechiratidzo pachokwadi.
But his messengers had preached.
Chakanga chaparidzwa nevatumwa vake.
The two that went to Rahab.
Vaviri vakaenda kumba kwa Rahab.
So will Jesus be true to the token sign?
Na Jesu achamira nechiratidzo chake.
But his messengers preached.
Chakaparidzwa nevatumwa vake.
Amen. When he comes,
paachauya,
all under it were saved.
Vose vaive pasi pacho vakaponeswa.
In Egypt,
muEgypt,
all under it were saved.
In
Jericho, what about today? Amen. We find out the lamb's blood was a type of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful? I want to hit a note and close the service. Amen. Then we next time we start from right there. Amen. I'm reading a message turning northwards.
1961.
Amen. Paragraph 41. I want you to listen to this. Possess the promises. The promise is unto you and your children. To them thus far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Christians, brother, sister, we've been on this land long enough. We have been around here on this mountain. We've been on this denominational mountain too long.
Tagara pa gomore sangano rino nguva yakarebesa.
Amen. We've been out here 40 years.
Tanga tiri kunze uku makore 40.
Using this for evidence.
Tichishandisa izvi sehumbo.
Speaking in tongues.
Kutaura nendimi.
Oh my. When there's powers that are known.
Ipo paine masimba moma asata azikanwa.
When the resources is untapped. Hey, brother, sister, keep this. He says we are taking our time. Talking about speaking in tongues here. Looking at this other evidence and this. When we have untapped resources. Whatever you ask in my name. That I will do. Ask the Father anything in my name. And I'll do it. Says amen.
Amen.
Just divine healing. And speaking in tongues. Well, that's just a few grapes. That was brought back from across the land. It's evidence. that we've got grapes over there. The land is ours. Look here, brother. There's a difference between somebody bringing grapes for you when you're on this side and say, oh, this grape is nice. And you give testimonies about how tasteful the grape is. And how about this one who goes into the land and eats the grapes anytime? There's a difference, is that right? We just don't want to talk about it this side. We want to be there. Untapped resources. The land is ours. It belongs to us. Don't be afraid that the other fellows are going to beat you over there. Just join up with him and go on over. That's the way to do it. And we've been on this mountain 40 years. Let's get off of it and go. Let's go towards the promised land. This is where we are. So the prophet is saying we've been here too long. It's like Israel has been moving around Kadesh Barnea 40 years. Amen. And saying, it's been too long. We've been around here too long. We must cross over. And he's urging the church to do the same. That we've been on the denominational mountain 40 years, but we must go. Exodus was in three parts. Israel in Egypt. Israel in the wilderness. Israel in Renge, and Israel in the promised land. Israel in Nyika Echipikirwa. Amen. But they took 40 years.
Asivaka tora makore 40.
In the wilderness.
Vari Murenje.
Amen. And the church
Kereke
has been busy with denominational things for 40 years.
Yanga ichibatikana nezvinhu zvemasangano kwemakore 40.
But we have got to move.
Atinofanira kutende mberi.
We must go.
Tinofanira kuyambuka.
Amen.
Amen.
The message church
Kereke yemaridzo
is full of denominational thinking.
Yakazara mafungiro nemaonero echisangano.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Until with that kind of thinking,
kushika nemafungiro akadaro,
this is why gossip will never run away from.
Ndosaka makuhwa asingambofa akapera.
Because there's something that is attracting it.
Nekuti pane chiri kukwezva makuhwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
The reason why a lot of funny things,
chikonzerese sei zvinhu zvakawanda
zvisinganzwisisike, lots of funny behavior,
nemamwe mazvibatiro amwe asingazvisisike,
and things that you never even expect to see in the message,
nezvimwe zvausingatarisiri kuona kana mumharidzo yatinotenda iyi.
We are here too long.
Tagarisa tiri pagomo iri.
We must cross over.
Ngatiyambukei tiende mhiri.
The message of the prophet,
mharidzo yemuprofita,
it has got three pools.
Ine kudhonza kutatu.
We've got the first pool.
Tine kudhonza kwekutanga.
Second pool.
Kudhonza kwechipiri.
And third pool.
Nekudhonza kwechitatu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And we know the first pool, it was the hand sign.
Tinoziva kuti kudhonza kwekutanga kwave chiratidzo paruoko.
Is that right?
Ndizvoka.
And the denominational preachers, they copied after it.
Vaparidzi vemasangano vakazvitevedzera.
Is that true?
Ndizvoka.
Because they thought if we also do it, then we are like the prophet. Then the second pool was in the prophecy realm. Discernment and divine healing together. Is that right? But the third pool was the opening of the word, spoken word creation, and preaching to the eternally lost. Amen. But what I want you to notice, Brother Branham took more than 14 years on the second pool. And he says, my excuse was, I love the people so much.
Ndekuti ndaifarira vanhu zvakanyanyisa.
And I want to see them healed.
Ndoda kuvaona vachipora.
But that was not his calling.
Asi ranga risiriro basa ravo.
Divine healing was to invite the people.
Kupodzwa kwavanorwara kwaive kukwesa vanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
But his real calling.
Asi basa ravo chairo.
Was a third pro ministry.
Raive chikudzonza kwechitatu.
But do you also know?
Asi munocherechedzawo here?
That there is a lot of excitement.
Kuti pane manyawi akawandisa.
That goes with prophecy and divine healing.
Anofambirana nechiprofita nekupodzwa panyama.
This is where people want to tell you, me, I see visions.
Ndosaka vanhu vachida kuzati ndoona zviratidzo.
I discern.
Ndinonzera moyo.
Me, the moment I touch your head, you're well.
Ini ndikangokubata musoro wako watopora.
There's a lot of excitement.
Pane manyawi anofambirana nazvo.
Until we in the message.
Kusvikira isu tiri mumharidzo.
We don't want to progress.
Hatisidi kuenda mberi.
Into the third pro ministry.
Kuenda kudhonza kwechitatu.
Because we are enjoying the second part.
Nekuti tiri kuropafadzwa nekudhonza kwechipiri.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
Most of our investments.
Nguva zvinhu zvakawanda zvatakaisa isu.
In the message.
Mumharidzo.
In time.
Munguva.
Be tent meetings and everything else.
Nguva yatakaisa matent meeting nezvimwe zvakawanda.
Is praying for the sick.
Kunamatira vanorwara.
Divine healing. Second point.
Kupodza kwevanorwara, kudhonza kwechipiri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
This is why this message.
Ndosaka mharidzo ino.
We have got a lot of brothers.
Tine hama dzakawanda.
Who are now talking about discernment.
Vakutaura pamusoro kuti tinonzera moyo.
This one is discerning.
Uyu ari kunzera moyo.
We've been around here too long.
Tagarisa pagomo iri.
What else are you going to see?
Chime chii chatichazoona.
We're going to see more.
Tichaona zvakawanda.
Of the people that's discerning.
Chevanhu vakavanonzera.
As long as you stay on this mountain.
Tikangoramba tiri pagomo iroro.
Move away.
Ngatibvei.
It's time to go.
Yangu vaikuenda.
Home going time.
Yangu vaikuenda kumusha.
Yeah, brother, it's exciting, I must tell you.
Wangu zvinofadza ndikutaurai.
Speaking tongues is exciting.
Kutaura nendimi hakunonakidza.
Translating over there. And all the message people, they've been taught.
Vanhu vese maridzo vakaudzwa.
How it must go up and down.
Kuti matauriro aitwa ndimi nemadudziro acho zvofana kufanana.
It's exciting, brother.
Zvinofadza hama.
But let's cross over.
Asi ngati yambukei.
And see the giver himself.
Toona mupiwe zvipo wacho.
Let's cross over.
Ngati yambukei mhiri.
Listen, Brother Branham never said this is wrong.
Brother Branham havana kumboti zvakaipa.
No.
Kwete.
He never said divine healing is wrong.
Havana kumbobvira vati kupodzwa kwavanorwara zvakaipa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But you see what?
Asi munoonei.
If you stay too long.
Tikagarisa pane izvozvi.
On something when you're supposed to move over.
Pane chimwe chinhu muchifanira kuenda mberi.
Something wrong is going to happen.
Pane chakaipa chichazoitika ipapo.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
Because you watch.
Mukaona.
In the first Exodus.
Muexodus yekutanga.
As long as Israel was moving.
Israel paingoramba ichifamba.
The devil never caught up with them.
Diabore aisambovabata.
But when the pillar of fire stood.
Asi paimira shongwe yemoto.
And they put tents.
Vobva vadzika matende.
And everything else.
Nezvimwe zvese.
The devil caught up with them.
Wakaipa aivabata.
My tent is no more pitched.
Tende yangu haisisiko.
In Egypt's land.
Kunyika yeEgipita.
We must go to another land.
Ndofana kuenda kune imwe nyika.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Ndozvatiri kutaura
izvi. As I was with Moses.
Sezvandaiva naMoses.
Amen. So will I be with you.
Ndichavaonewe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when Joshua heard that.
Joshua paakazvinzwa
izvi. The same God of Moses.
Kuti Mwari umwe chete waMoses.
Is my God also.
Ndiye Mwari wangu
wei. The way he was with me. The way he was with Moses.
Kashandiro kaita naMoses.
That's how he has got to be with me.
Ndo mashandiro achaita
one. And the bride has got to come to that place.
Mwenga unofana kusvika
pachiri. To realize.
Kucherechedza.
The same God.
Kuti Mwari umwe chete.
Who was with William Branham.
Aishanda na William Branham.
Is continuing.
Ari kuenda mberi.
With the bride.
Nemwenga.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
That's our confidence.
Ndo kugutsikana
kwedu. To know we are not alone.
Kuziva kuti hatisi
toga. We are not starting a ministry.
Hatina shumuro yatiri kutanga.
Joshua never started something else.
Joshua haana kutanga chinhu chitsva.
Joshua was a continuation.
Joshua kwaive kuenderera mberi.
Of what Moses started.
Yezvanga zvatangwa naMoses.
Joshua was quoting from Moses.
Joshua aitotora zvakataurwa naMoses.
As Moses said.
Sezvakataurwa naMoses.
As Moses said.
Sezvakataurwa naMoses.
And that's how he was going.
Ndo mafambiro.
We too. We're starting something new. As the prophet said. As the prophet said. Because that's where the power of translation is. Hallelujah. But the moment you push away the prophet and say, as I say, then we are off. We got the compass.
Tine compass.
This is what God has given us.
Amen.
Let's move.
Gatifambe.
To the place we are supposed to.
Toenda panzimbo yatinofana nge tiri.
The message. People have been on this mountain very long.
Vatendive maridzo vagara pagomo iri nguva yakarebesa.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
This is where all the fight begins.
Ndo parikubva kurwa kose
finger pointing begins.
Nekupanana mhosva.
You overstayed.
Tagarisa.
Move.
Gatifambei.
We got a commission.
Tine basa rekuita.
We got to cross the river Jordan.
Tifana kuyambuka rwizi Jordan.
The church must be adopted. Individual brothers, sisters must be adopted. A man who is out of position makes too much noise and is making lots of discord. But when you find your position, stand right there. God is going to anoint you and your work is going to move well because you are in position. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hongu.
Let's move this from this mountain. Amen.
Amen.
As the prophet said one time, I can hear the birds of paradise singing. Amen.
Amen.
I can hear the sound of the great combine. Let's go, brother, sister. We want to focus ourselves in the area where we are going. It's not just going to church and say, me, I'm a message believer. We are on a journey. We are not stationary. We are moving. We must have a change of our body.
Tinofanira kushandurwa mitumbi yedu.
God bless you. Let's stand upon our
Mwari akuropafadzei ngatisumukei.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Mbiri kune zita ra Jehovah.
We've got an old song also we used to sing.
Tine kamboyoke kare kataimboimba.